Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And today we are talking about youth hunters. If those of you who are on your way to the hunting, happy hunting grounds, have a youngster with you, well, we'd be more than glad to talk to them as this opening weekend continues for today and tomorrow for most of us. And we just want to say good luck out there to all the youngsters. And Robin ain't here. You know, Robin's been taking care of me with my cold and bronchitis and all whatever this week. And the babies were both snotty-nosed and coughing all over the place. And now Robin has come down with a little tickle in her throat, not feeling that well, a little bit of a temperature. So she's gonna hang out today and get some rest. I'm going to do the show, and we wish her well. So if you'd like to call in, our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. So today's focus, of course, on Youth Day with the deer firearms, or deer with any, you know, any piece of equipment as your choice, youngsters. You are now able to take a nice deer today, and it's your day. Most of them are going to be using firearms. The younger ones are going to be using a little lighter type of ammunition in the rifle counties. I'm sure we're looking at the 243s, and in some of the shotgun counties, you're going to have 20 gauge shotguns, and you're going to have straight wall cartridge guns. And the caliber of choice for youngsters these days is the 350 Legend. It's a straight wall cartridge that has very little recoil. Some have said less than a 243 center fire rifle, shouldered cartridge. Most popular youth caliber forever, 243. Some of you may be using a little something more powerful, but we've noticed that with the now inclusion of the straight wall cartridges in the shotgun counties, more and more and more people are moving that way. I happen to like it. I shoot a 450 Marlin straight wall cartridge, a very effective firearm for me, 325 grain bullet. And, you know, I also have a 12 gauge shotgun, which is, I've taken many management deer with that gun. I've taken deer with my 20 gauge H&R single shot, and you know, I enjoy shooting all of them. If it weren't for the fact that I have that 450 Marlin, I would be using probably the 20 gauge single shot, so, or the muzzleloader. And you can use a muzzleloader today too as well if you'd like. This is Youth Firearms Day today, and in some places, most places, tomorrow. So, like I said, anybody headed out, if you're not in your stand or getting to your stand yet, and you should be pretty close, if you're, you know, running a little late, give us a call here. I'd like to talk to any of the youngsters in the car, 410-922-6680. We, as always, have supported our youngsters out in Montgomery County at the Secret Lair. We've heard that there are 32 youngsters operating out of there today, and we've already seen some pictures of some of the young folks associated with that. Fathers are taking their daughters, and mentors are taking mentees, so they're all scrambling now. They've gotten their breakfast together, and they're headed out to their locations all around the county, and we find that's a fantastic program. So we actually did a measuring event at the Secret Lair last year and measured some of those youth bucks and some of the adult bucks as well, and had a really good time there at that event. So a little coffee there. Yes, sir. We are looking forward to more of that and hearing a report from them and some pictures, and you'll see all that in the Hunting Quarterly in the next issue. That's what I've been doing all week anyway. I've been working on the Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, delivering that. I think I've been in every county this week except Garrett, Allegheny, and maybe Montgomery. Nope, I've been in Montgomery County. So every county but Garrett and Allegheny I've been to this week, traveling around. Gas is not getting any less expensive, and it becomes more and more cost prohibitive. But you know what? People need to see their magazines, and we'll have another two or three days of delivery this week. So MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com is the website. The website has been updated with the winter issue. And Arnold, actually one of our listeners, is on the cover this issue. So we're also taking calls for the muzzleloader contest, which will be drawn the first, Saturday of December, because the last Saturday of this month is going to be the deer firearms season. And we're pre-recording that show next week with some DNR folks, and that show will be broadcast Saturday after Thanksgiving, and then no muzzleloader drawing there, which is the last Saturday. We'll do it the following week, which is our habit, the first Saturday in December. All you got to do is call in. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Give us a ring, and you can leave your name and number with our producer, Aaron, who is standing by, and go on the air with me. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on?
I'm on the way to another duck hunt this morning.
Oh, good for you. It is first day of duck season, isn't it?
Yeah. I got rolled by the Navy a couple weeks ago on the water, so we're going to try land-based hunt today.
You got rolled by the Navy? You mean the hunting Navy or the real Navy?
The Naval Academy. I'm the guy that was in the kayak two Saturdays.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to be in one of the WMAs. We got the last walk-in spot from the DNR over at Brown's Branch.
Good for you. Good for you. Congratulations. Well, hopefully the ducks will be flying. It's certainly windy enough. Weather's changing enough today, so...
Yeah, the ranger that gave me the spot said the ducks normally aren't in this field. It's one of the goose fields there. He said, but after a rain, they frequently come into the field and the pond, the little pond that's there.
Yeah. Well, I wish you luck. So
what do you think?
Mallards? You're going to see some mallards come in, maybe some black ducks?
That would be my guess, yes. I have a couple dozen mallard decoys and a couple black ducks to throw out kind of at the edge of the pond.
Good. Good for you. Well, we wish you a lot of luck.
All righty, and good luck. Hope Robin's feeling better, too.
You and I both. So.
Hey, Mo. Hey, I picked up your last issue at Battery Warehouse yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You like it?
I had to get a new battery, Mojo.
I got it. Yeah, the Mojo. Well, they have Mojo batteries. They have every battery for everything. So.
They have everything. They can weld a little battery configuration for you if you've got a custom, set of batteries that are wrapped around and an L or something inside the device. They can weld it right on the spot.
Yes, they can. They're very talented. I particularly like the Nebo flashlights. I have a collection of those, both standard and rechargeable, and they got some pretty nice lights in there for sure. So. Yep, I like them. You're talking about the one in Eldersburg.
Yes.
Yep. Good people. That's where I shop. All right, buddy. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day today.
Alrighty.
See ya.
Take it easy. Thanks, man.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. There's how to do it. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You just give us a ring here. Go on the air. leave your name and number with Aaron, go on the air with me and say, I just want to get in the contest, and you are in the contest. How about that? So, well, duck hunters, goose hunters, guess what? Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, I dropped a gun off there for gunsmithing a couple weeks ago, and it's done, and I forgot to pick it up the other day when I was in there. But, so be it. They are your full-line Browning dealer, and I'm going to give you a couple of good shotguns here for waterfowl. First is the Maxxis, which is an autoloader shotgun designed for waterfowl hunting. This gun comes to the shoulder very beautifully. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, a power drive gas system, reduces recoil. That's the Maxxis, M-A-X-U-S. Comes in Mossy Oak camo as well. The A5, another autoloader, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in that Mossy Oak shadow grass blade camo, fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, just like old granddaddy's. Ergonomically balanced, of course. Recoil-operated kinematic drive system, autoloader shotgun with 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. That's the A5. And then, for those of you who like the the pump shotgun, the newly designed stock with a new look on the BPS shotgun, the BPS field model with a larger trigger guard. Perhaps you can get a gloved finger in there. A matte blue finished barrel and forged machine steel receiver with bottom ejection. That's important for in the duck blind or the goose pit. Satin finished walnut stock, pump action, all with superior fit, and a new checkering surface. Synthetic stock models are available. That's the BPS Browning pump shotgun. Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. Website is clydesfishinggear.com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. Well, you're going to find out. The weather's going to get really cold this coming week. And if you haven't been to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, maybe the temperature in the 30s overnight will cause some concern in your household, and you can say, you know what? Maybe I should have listened to Alan and went and shopped for a fireplace insert or a new wood stove or a pellet stove or something. So anyway, we had a fireplace here, just a little hole in the wall that let the heat out of the room. Well, we filled that up with a beautiful gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We picked the Enviro brand model EX35, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We love the convenience of the remote control. I turned it off from across the room here a minute ago, and the beauty of the firebox, it's just great. You can light the fire up if you want to. The fan blows the heat all into the room, the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency. Time to act is now. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that really, really cold weather. It's going to be here sooner than you think, like in a couple days. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County.
Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, we are back. We are back. The phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. It's our phone number. Anybody seeing any deer rut activity? It should be full-blown, full-on bucks chasing does in the daytime, rocking and rolling, doing crazy things. I can tell you that it's on because the amount of deer that are taken out on the roadway is unbelievable right now. I've traveled all over the state this week, like I said, and it's just been carnage out there on the roads. I saw four dead ones laying alongside the road within a mile up between Hagerstown and Frederick the other day, and I've been up and down 81, up and down 70, up and down 213, up and down 50, and you know, other places. And the little bucks are chasing the does, and that's what we're seeing hit on the highway. Nothing major, nothing big yet, but it's coming. So about 2 weeks ago, I actually saw a giant buck pushing a doe, and not much activity since. And I've heard guys that are saying, I don't know, all my big bucks disappeared off my trail cameras. I don't know where they are. I've heard guys say, yeah, I've got two of my big bucks on lockdown, so they've got does, and they're locked down with the doe for a couple days. And, you know, it's just kind of a whole mishmash of stuff that I'm hearing from around the state. You know, there were deer out in the rain yesterday, a little buck pushing a doe over in Caroline County. Up in Cecil County, I had a pretty nice buck pushing three does around the field. And came home last night, there was in Queen Anne's County, there was a buck in the soybean field. Didn't see any does or didn't know what was going on with that, but, you know, what are you hearing out there? Come on, fellow hunters. Are you seeing bucks in action? I know my buddy Joe, the guy that usually sends a riddle, was talking about a buck that jumped the fence to get with some does at his one of his relatives' houses and then bedded down with them in the field or in the yard. So, you know, it's all kinds of activity. So this typically between the 10th and the 15th is the peak of the breeding season here in Maryland. The bulk of the does that are receptive, pardon me, will be bred within this 10-day period. And, you know, then the rest will continue on and be bred kind of like a trickle effect throughout the rest of the year and into next year. So the youngsters are going to have a show today. They're going to see a lot of bucks chasing a lot of does all across the state, and some pretty nice bucks are going to be harvested today by the youngsters because of the the rut, which is always the case during the deer season, during the youth season. So it usually comes right in the beginning or the middle or the end of the rut, depending on the calendar. So the rut is the breeding season. You hear it called the rut. It is, as I described, the most sought-after season for those who hunt deer, especially bow hunters. They love to hunt during the rut because the bucks are on their feet during the daytime. You know, they're not nocturnal. They're pushing does or chasing does. They're breeding does, and they act kind of stupid, you know, like a guy in pursuit of a gal, you know. And they are they do act pretty dumb sometimes. And other times, you know, you can't get them to slow down. So it's a good time for those who like to attract deer by banging antlers together, rattling, by using a grunt tube or a snort wheeze call to call and attract a deer. And there's, you know, doe bleats and scent and everything else come into play right now. And the bait kind of doesn't get a second glance because the does are ready to breed. So let's see who we got here on the line. What did Aaron send me here? Oh my, I've got to find my... It looks like Stan. Good morning, Stan.
Well, good morning, Mr. Allen.
So you... How about
saw
it?
My six, you saw my 6-point, did you?
Oh, was that yours?
Yeah, southbound Route 97, about the four and a half miles, 6 southbound.
I probably did. I was on 97. I've been avoiding the upper end of 97. I find that 32 is a much nicer road to travel and much quicker for me to get to Western Maryland than go up 97 and around the Beltway and that type of thing.
Well, 32 has its moments too. But yeah, she was he was a fine one. I think he tried to put the move on the bulldog on the hood. I was going to take a picture of it and send it to you. My first deer of the year, but when I slowed down and pulled off to the shoulder of the road, it really wouldn't make a good picture. So
I don't need to see that. It's good. I mean, I see it in person all the time.
Yeah,
I get the drive-by view. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I got a two-tone fender out of the deal. You know.
A two-tone fender. I hear you.
Yeah, it was red. Red black is usually the color scheme.
Yeah.
But there, it started to look a little brownish toward the bottom.
Yeah.
By the two bangs.
Gotcha.
Anyway. It's that time of year, Mr. Allen. So
oh yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can ride. But there's something about this bulldog sitting out on the hood. It drives them crazy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it barks at them. And then they get all confused.
I must have missed something else, Miss Robin.
Say it again. Oh, she's been watching grandbabies with runny noses and coughs and fevers all week, and now she's got a little tickle in her throat and a little bit of a low-grade fever, so she's taking a break today, resting up, as she should. So.
I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I came through it last week, 10 days, 2 weeks. It's been about 2 weeks for me, so, but...
Most of the guys I'm driving with, they start out with a chest cold, last three days, and then everything in the head, but I guarantee one thing, I'm not trying to make a commercial for this, but that Alka-Seltzer Plus lube,
yep,
when it's
good stuff.
Dry you up, it'll suck your brains out.
Yep. Alka-Seltzer Plus is good. I use that. Of course, I hit any time during this season, I hit the Zicam or, you know, one of the zinc supplements on a regular basis. I'd add a little extra vitamin D. The thing that works for me, of course, is once it goes to my chest. Mine doesn't go to my head. Mine goes to my chest. Bronchitis always has for 30-some years. And so I've got to get myself a Z-Pack. Azithromycin, yeah. And take that thing to the end, and that seems to kill it, work the best. So,
I
got to wait till it changes to bacterial from viral. So, you know, it's a waiting game.
Always something to look forward to.
All right, I just wanted to chime in, make sure I was in the contest.
You're in, buddy.
I just hope everybody's feeling better and get over it quick. I have a feeling, you know, that the air ought to get purer come, I think, tonight, when it's going to drop into the low 40s and then into the 30s, and here we go.
Yep. Exactly.
Long Johns are laying at the bottom of the bed on the little clothing rack. I'm ready.
I'm ready too, buddy. So,
I'm
ready to sit for a day in the woods. That's how ready I am. So,
well, sit a little bit extra for me, will you? The only place I'm sitting is behind this
behind the steering wheel. Yep.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, Mr. Allen. Always listening.
Keep the shiny side up.
Shine like heck.
I know.
Be well.
You too. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. So, just got a text from a fellow that said they found a dead sika on Route 13 hit in Seaford, Delaware. Yeah. That's not a total surprise. They do find them over there. The one that was a surprise was the one that a youngster struck with a bow or crossbow last week in Cecil County between Elkton and Northeast, and they did not find the deer. And it finally showed up a couple days later with the wound on its side near that same area on a trail camera, a four-point stag. So that's Cecil County. That's a little far out of the range. So Seaford, not so much. So anyway, there we go. They're moving on up, as they say, to the east side. I don't know if they have a brand-new apartment in the sky, but, you know, the Cecil stags are moving. There was one taken there on the farm that I've been hunting for over 20 some years, out of stand that I hunted in muzzleloader season near Earlville in 2019. We talked about that one and reviewed that one the other day. A buddy of mine shot it, a spike stag, and it was kind of a surprise for everybody because that's pretty far north as far as their range is concerned. So sika deer are on the move. They've taken some nice sika deer this year, too. No question about it. So it's going to be one of those years. I had a friend tell me yesterday that he had struck a deer with his compound bow. Non-fatal hit. And while they were tracking the deer, they encountered a pack of coyotes. And he said it was pretty scary. There were at least four of them. Four coyotes, and he said it was like nothing you've ever heard before. He said it's not, they weren't howling, they weren't yipping, they were actually barking at them. Barking. Like a pack of dogs. That's pretty scary when you're only armed with a bow and arrow. He and his friend, while they were tracking the deer. So, you know, that was quite an encounter. That was in Harford County. So, you know, folks, coyotes are a factor here in Maryland, and you want to be careful out there. They are a dangerous canine. Not saying that they're going to attack you per se, but they can make your hunt pretty exciting. That's for sure. So, we've had them howl in the Montgomery County. My bonus daughter and I, Laura, we were on a hunt one day out there. One of them howled right behind the truck, and she jumped in the truck and locked the door. I thought that was pretty clever since I was still standing outside. But she's not a fan of coyotes or even red foxes. Red fox showed up one night while we were field dressing a deer, and she got a little spooky on that too. But, you know, they can be dangerous. They're mostly dangerous to pets, and the question is, can they take down a mature deer? And the answer is yes, they can. If you get four or five dogs on a deer, the deer's going down, no question. So, and these are animals that weigh in from, you know, 30 to 40 pounds, and you get them working on a deer, no matter what the size, they'll hamstring it and then they'll take it down. So, they're not a very happy animal to encounter. So just be careful out there. It is legal now to take a coyote anytime, 24/7, 365 in Maryland, including. This came into effect last year, including on the first day of deer firearm season. The only used to be, before last year, the only animal you were allowed to take on the deer firearm season was a whitetail or sika deer and sea ducks in the sea duck zone. You were not permitted to take a coyote, but now that's been changed. So, you know, there's no issue with that. And we'll probably talk about that on the first day of deer season with our DNR guys. So, anyway, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you for the email there, John B. We appreciate you checking in. Was a pretty good week, and we'll talk soon, I'm sure. Now it's time for me to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. They're just off Route 50 in Easton, where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, model, or size tire that you can roll. Spurry's got them. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for the machinery in your home. You know, your lawnmower, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, your wheelbarrow, tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking that check engine light, diagnosing that problem, and fixing the problem is what made Spurry's famous. Along with their truck service and more, that's kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384. Did I say you could stop by with no appointment for tires? Yep, you sure can. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall.
All right. Here we got Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you today?
Good, man. What's going on?
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, I was calling because I changed my cabin filter in my car, and I live in the woods, so there's no surprise that there's little pieces of nuts in them. But
yeah.
There was also a little teeny piece of a snake skin.
Lovely.
Something was probably going to be making a nest.
Yep.
And I had never had that before. Now, do you keep anything under the hood of your car to do anything to deter animals from going under it and rooting around?
No, we actually, when we were on vacation a couple of years ago down in Virginia, the car kept overheating, and took it into the local service shop down in Virginia. They were very nice about it. Replaced a vacuum line, and said, "Let me show you this. It looks like something's chewed this." And we've got, you know, pictures of squirrels going under our cars and so forth. Understand that some of those plastic lines are made of a corn-based plastic. So, you know, they get a taste. They get a taste for the plastic. I don't know if they can sense the corn in there, but they certainly chew on the lines. So, but the answer is no. We don't put any preventative in there.
I put mothballs under, and I spray a spray under the hood, the padded part called Critter Away.
Okay.
And I do it by the tires, and then when I close the hood, and then I do it underneath the car. And it takes less than 2 minutes to do all that.
Yeah, sure.
I also have one of the things on the Seamless TV where it has something that plugs in the wall that's supposed to keep a certain kind of animals away. I don't think it works, but put that under the hood, too.
If you got nuts and snakeskins in your filters, it ain't working.
right. I was thinking that's why I wouldn't have been the cause of or something else that you had. But I just, when I saw that, then I got my snake away. I have a spray that's supposed to keep snakes away.
Yeah.
It has a real cinnamon smell to it.
Oh, wow.
So I have a different area that I spray that around in my house.
I've got friends that live in Dorchester County. They have the place down there, and the crawl space needed some work. They wanted to re-insulate the crawl space, and they were dealing with several black rat snakes that had taken up residence in the crawl space, and they pulled out a snake skin that was 6'8". You know, a shed snake skin that was 6'8". And, you know, they encountered, I think, three different snakes that were in the rafters there in the crawl space. So, they are, you know, I guess they'd be floor joist. I guess that's what they would be. And, you know, they were dealing with that for a while they were getting the crawl space done. So,
yeah
there's things out there that can get in your cars. When I was a kid, now I'm talking mid-60s, and I came to Baltimore. Actually, the house that I lived in for 25 years there in Baltimore County belonged to my aunt and my uncle, and he opened his air filter one day. You know, his car wouldn't start, and he got under the hood and he looked in his air filter, and it was absolutely full of acorns and walnut hulls from across the street and everything else. The squirrels had you know, used his air intake and his air filter to take in all store their nuts for the winter in his air filter. And, you know, the air filter at that point was about the size of a tire, you know, on top of a big car.
Yeah. A wing nut.
Exactly.
You put the little pipe-looking lid off.
Yep, exactly right. So, yeah, I think it was a big Buick, if I remember. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, he had issues with the squirrels there. So, all right. Well, hey, look, thanks for the call. I appreciate that.
Right. Take care. Bye.
All righty. You too. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Jordan. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, Alan. How's it going?
Doing well. How about you?
Okay. I was up at one of your advertisers dropping a deer off at the processor the other day. And
good.
They were stacked like cordwood in there.
Yeah, they're busy sometimes, you know.
I was amazed by the number of deer laying in that cooler. So.
Yep, exactly. Yes, sir. Well, you got to keep them cool. That when you have a 24-hour drop-off, you know, it's pretty interesting to see what gets dropped off for sure.
So. Yeah, it was. They were packed in there.
Yeah.
The deer was taken up at Gwynbrook, WMA.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And I've hunted there off and on for the last couple of years. First one I've actually gotten out of there.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that.
And I'm about your age, and dragging it across the field was not as much fun as it used to be. So.
Well, you know, I have a cart that's sitting at my bonus daughter's place in Frederick County. I have a boat that's sitting in my storage unit. You know, so I'm still using a rope and the help and the kindness of, you know, friends and relatives when I get a chance. But, you know, the biggest one, the second largest deer I ever killed was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I can't remember. It was, 193 pounds field dressed. And, I had to move him probably 40 or 50 yards to get him in position to field dress. I had both hands on the rack, and I'm backing up in the dark through the field in the woods, dragging this 240-pound deer. You know?
I know. Yeah. I mean, I drug it as far as my ground blind, then I went back and got the car and got the cart out of it. And,
yeah. Got the thing dressed out, but still weighed 190 plus pounds when they put it on the scale. Yeah, it was a big deer.
Maybe I'll send you a picture of this one. I don't have any great pictures because it was nighttime, but
sure. Well, send me one. I'd love to see it.
Cool.
Yeah, love to see it. So.
I called to get in the contest.
You're in. Appreciate that.
I talk to you every year or so.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it, man.
You can talk to me every week. You know, we're on here 52 weeks a year.
I listen to you every week.
I appreciate that.
But I'm usually either in bed or walking.
Well, appreciate the call.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Have a good one. Yep. See you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I think we're going to have Mike Horst on next week. We talked to him yesterday from Bel Air Gun Range. He's going to give us a lowdown on handgun qualification license. He's going to give us a lowdown on where carry permits, the whole process. Folks, some of you are being overcharged for that, and I'm gonna leave it to the expert and a person I trust and have known for years and years and years to break it all down for you as far as the cost and what needs to be done and what it takes to qualify for a handgun license or wear and carry permit. And I think you will be illuminated, and I think that'll be next week, which is what, the 19th, and then the following week the show will be pre-recorded for the first day of deer season. So we got two good, pretty good shows coming up the next couple weeks. I mean, we hope you're enjoying this one. I'm not that much because Robin's not here to banter back and forth with. Somebody said the other day they enjoyed our banter. and I do miss that when she's not here. So in case you were wondering, Robin's, you know, she's come down with a little cold of some kind, little low-grade fever. So she's resting up trying to keep that from advancing. And we've all had it here in the family. We've all had it. The babies that she keeps, the grandbabies she keeps several days a week, you know, they all had the snotty noses and the low-grade fever and the coughing and that type of thing. So, you know, and I've had it for 2 weeks. So we just, it's one of those deals you get passed around. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, if you want to get into muzzleloader contest. We're giving away two muzzleloaders this month, one for a youngster. And since it is Youth Day, we'd really like to hear from you, parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles that would like to nominate your youth hunter to receive a CVA muzzleloader. We're giving two away on the first Saturday of December. We have a number of youth entries. You can enter by calling in at the phone number here, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and entering your youngster and yourself as well. And then you can also do it via email, and that email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Put muzzleloader contest in the subject line, contest entry, something like that, so that I know it's coming from a listener to the radio show. And you can even put youth muzzleloader entry or youth contest or something like that. That way I can, you know, put it in the appropriate place on the appropriate list, and we can make sure that all happens for your youngsters. So we've got quite a few entries in this month's contest for both the adult and the youth entry the youth entry. So give us a call back here at 410-922-6680 if you'd like to enter some youngster in your family to win a fine CVA muzzleloader. They're going to get a Wolf, and the adult is going to get a nice muzzleloader with a scope on it. What's the one that I have? Let me think. Optima. The Optima stainless and black with a scope. The Optima V2. Sometimes they call it the mountain rifle. Really nice rifle. Nice compact muzzleloader to handle in your tree stand. 50 caliber. And we'll be giving two away. So 922-6680 is the phone number. Right now, though, it's time for me to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. Speaking of rifles, let's talk about the X-Bolt. This is an extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection. It's a great deer rifle, a great rifle for any type of big game that you want. You know, put a good quality scope on it, and you will have a fine firearm that will last a very, very long time. This X-Bolt comes with in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, with the adjustable feather trigger and detachable rotary magazine, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous firearm. It's old school, you know, the walnut stock, the blue barrel, very nice looking rifle, the X-Bolt from Browning. And then there's the BAR MK2 Safari. Somebody asked me if I get all kinds of questions during the week. Can you use an autoloader in Maryland for deer? And the answer is yes. The autoloading BAR stands for Browning Automatic Rifle. It's a semi-automatic rifle, an autoloader, Browning autoloading rifle. MK2 Safari features a traditionally styled walnut stock, a hammer-forged barrel, and a polished blued and engraved steel receiver with a reliable gas piston operation, detachable box magazine, and it comes in a variety of calibers that you wouldn't expect in an autoloader, but check out the BAR MK2 Safari autoloader from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Clyde's Fishing Gear is their website. They are open 7 days a week. That phone number, 410-242-6108, for one more time. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy!
Yep, sing along, just like you did when you were a kid. A couple notes here on Youth Hunter Day. Hunters who are not serving as mentors, that means grandpa or dad or uncle or mom, if you're not serving as a mentor today and tomorrow, if you want to hunt, you may participate in other open hunting seasons during the junior deer hunt days. All deer hunters, archery, and non-deer hunters must wear the required hunter orange or pink during the youth day dates. So if you're out there bow hunting, you can't be all camo. You've got to wear some orange, okay, your required cap or vest or both, during the youth hunting days. We don't want any accidents with, you know, somebody walking along in camo and a youngster behind the trigger. And not that that has ever happened, but just to be safe, it is the law that you wear your orange during these days. Now, bag limits for junior deer hunter days, if you're hunting in Region A, Western Maryland, one antlered or antlerless white-tailed deer in Region A. In Region B, three white-tailed deer in Region B with no more than one antlered, so one buck, and then one antlered or antlerless sika deer is the limit. So, deer taken by youth hunters the 2 days do not count toward the regular archery, firearm, or muzzleloader bag limits, and they're also exempt from the antler point restriction as far as youth hunting is concerned. The antler point restriction is 3 points on one side, at least 1 inch. So always remember that antler restriction, ladies and gentlemen, when you are hunting. But that's a good tip for those of you who are bow hunting with the bow or crossbow. This weekend, you've got to wear your orange. All right, there's the music. Time for me to say get out, stay safe, teach those youngsters the right way, the fine traditions and methods of deer hunting here in Maryland. We'll see you next hour.